You all right over there?
No, I'm not even. I'm kind of like playing Twister because they moved the Will It Float mic.
Yeah.
So now we had to move my mic across the board. And so it's kind of like Twister with Will It Float. It's extra fun.
We go to great lengths, ladies and gentlemen, and sometimes we have to limber up for it. We're happy to return to our roots. Yesterday was Will It Freeze, but today it is all about Will It Float.
Here we go.
Come on, man. Here we go. Float, as always, proudly brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local. Shop Gibson's, shop Floatation. No, you cannot find the Will It Freeze mobile edition. That does not exist yet. But you can find a Gibson's there. Our Will It Floats winter edition.
Really?
Yep. It's wherever great buckets are sold. Right there in the great bucket aisle, right there. It is trying to fire things up and do a complete 180 from Will It Freeze yesterday, and we got something quite flammable. We have the Duraflame fire starting log.
Holy mother of Murgatroyd.
What happened?
Well, let's just put it this way.
Whoa.
If you do buy one of these at your house,
yeah,
and it just keep it in the package like it says. Like
you didn't open it.
I did.
Yeah, you're supposed to, as directions say, state, you're supposed to leave it in the package and just light one of the ends, and there you go. You're not really supposed to do what we're doing.
No.
And in any way,
yeah,
shape,
if you thought it was stock show-esque before, we just jumped. Is this in the running
of maybe being one of the stinkiest, smelliest objects we've ever tried to
this could easily double as Will It Stick. And if you are eating breakfast today, I do not recommend Facebook Live.
I do smell that.
That's not fresh.
That's not.
Nope.
Not so clean. Well, we'll see what it does to the tank, and we'll see what it does once it's in there. We need two of you Hank fans to go. Mono y mono and Will It Floto this morning, 817-877-1921. Yes, the Duraflame log will be out of its package. Yeah, okay. This is why you read directions, right? Well, we got a test, okay? We have to be brave and bold scientists here.
The color, the scent, even the shape and the look is...
It's going to be out of the package. And it's going in, whatever the heck that thing is made of. Although, given its smell, I think we have a decent idea. It's probably what's permeating the ground and groundwater in Johnson County as well. Just don't open them out of the packaging. We have quickly realized that, A, it stinks to high heaven, and, B, this probably is a hazmat situation we've created. I don't think we're supposed to do any of this.
I know. It will also burn your irises while you're at it, because it is nothing to look at inside. There's nothing to see here, folks.
Yep. By the end of the show, we may be inadvertently flying through the sky of the studio here as we go. Getting a little bit of a Duraflame contact high right now. Well, okay. Either way, it is all for Billy Currington concert tickets. His big show coming up in Toyota Music Factory August 1st. To play the game, we have our two competitors on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to Will It Float and the show. He is Hank fan number 9. He's out of Godley, Texas. Give it up for Bobby. Bobby, good and Godley. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to Will It Float. And going
good morning.
Up against Bobby out of Godley, out of Burleson, Matt. Welcome to Will It Float, Mr. Matt. Very nice. All right. Gentlemen, here we go. Moment of truth. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to add this to the list of, do you like Gladiator movies? And you ever smell the Duraflame log up close? Woo! All right.
They'll go anywhere. Well, it says at home or on the go.
Before we start chasing the dragon and hallucinating on the show, Bobby, you have first dibs. Hank fan number 9. The Duraflame log, what will it do? Float or sink? What say you?
It's going to sink.
We got to sink. All right. Sink out of Bobby. So, Matt out of Burleson, you hope it does what?
Hope it sinks.
Hope it floats. We always hope floats, absolutely. Well, there's only one way to find out, and we do that, ladies and gentlemen, under the sanctioned guidance of the Will It Float judges, which are us. Of course, once it hits the water, ladies and gentlemen, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to ultimately decide a victor between Bobby and Matt. over at the Will It Float Cam, and we see over there at the tank, Heather Lee. I'm going to delay this just more, so you have to keep smelling that. Right? Okay, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, down goes the Duraflame log. It goes down to the bottom. It's turning on its side, though. It does seem to have a little bit of float in it. It wants to rise to the top. It's bubbling, that's for sure. But it stays at the bottom. The 10 seconds has elapsed. When it comes down to it, it may be flammable, but it is not floatable. Congratulations, Bobby Attagodley. A Duraflame log. Smelly, stinky, highly scorchable, but not floatable. Congratulations. You're going to Billy Currington. How about that? Very good, Bobby and Godley. Thank you ever so much, Matt, for playing and being a willing participant in Will It Float, our weekly experiment heard right here. How you feeling over there, Chachi?
I'm great. Just fabulous.
The rest of the show, man, is just going to be a rave party. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big brick at the bottom of the tank of transparency, a Duraflame log. You can light it, but you can't float it.
Yeah.